Okay, so first, I'd like to say thank you for the coverage you did with the foundation last week with the football camp. I think it was really good for the kids in the community, and it's kind of very good for the players and coaches that showed up. So, as far as update, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep.
I really have much to tell. I went to a doctor here in Cincinnati on Wednesday, and pressure was good. Everything was down, so that was a good thing. So they've got me off some of the drops that I was on so that I can get the pressure back normalized again a little bit. And then I talked to the doctor last night and told him about, I just called him and we're talking, and I said when I look down, the bubble kind of goes up in my eye, and I look down, I go pretty clearly. And he said that's a really good sign. So other than that, that's pretty much it. It's bad, and then, I've been watching the tape every day with the practices. We have a staff meeting at 3:30. Everything on the practice. I'm not too sure that the coaches like that much, but I've been getting a lot of well wishes from fans and people that have had retina issues and coaches around the league. So it's all been good. It's important. But, I guess questions.
Hey Mike, it's John Krasinski with AP. What has it been like for you to have to be away this week while things are going on? Has it been difficult to be on the sideline, be away from the team?
Yeah, it's not much fun. Usually I love it down here in my place here, but I don't love it too much this week. It was kind of a forced situation, but I guess in the long run, it's the best thing for me.
How connected do you feel, with being able to have the meetings and see some of the things? I mean, do you still feel that you're at a pretty big distance right now?
The players will probably get tired of me texting them because I text the things that I see on tape, and then I talk to the coaches and I make sure they relay it. The coaches have done a great job relaying the message, from one practice to another about things I think we got to get better at, things we got to do better, really in all three phases. And so, that part really has not been that bad. I do miss being in the meetings with the players, and I miss especially being out on the field where I can give immediate feedback to technique and things like that.
Larry Fitzgerald, National Programming Network. Coach, has it been difficult for you to maintain confidence in your doctors?
I think when you have these many things, you always think about, other scenarios. But I really do think that they're doing the right things, and it's just been, one thing after another. Unfortunately, I have too much time on my hand now, so I hear about, this might shorten his coaching career and all these things. I texted back and I said, hey, I'll be back shortly with one eye or two. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to be back. So we can put that a retiring thing or whatever to bed quickly.
Hey, Mike, Tim Yatter with Viking Update. Just wondering, are you limited in the number of hours that you can view film, or what's sort of the protocol down there for you?
No, not really. But what I'm trying to do is, have to practice. I'll try and watch, practice film with the defense, and then a big break. It, you know, it might take an hour and a half or something, and then I take a break, and then in the evening I'll watch the offense, which is basically the same play, you just see it from a different angle. I've been pretty smart about it. I take a lot of breaks. I'll get on my quad right around the top a little bit. So, just there. So I'm not looking at the iPad all the time, but there really is no regulation on what I'm supposed to do.
And then I know at the combine you said you're having trouble making things out that were only a few feet away. Where is the vision itself at right now?
Well, in the right eye, you know, there's a gas bubble in there, so you can't see through the gas bubble. That's why I say, you know, it's basically like looking through a water balloon. But that, you know, when I had to check up on Wednesday, the bubble reduced from 95% to now it's a little less than 60. So, you know, when the bubble's not there, I can see. But you know, if I'm looking straight ahead, I can't see. You know, because the bubble's in there, you can't see. So the big thing is when the bubble dissolves, which it will, whatever, however long time it takes, then the biggest question, honestly, is I think we got the pressure thing under control. Will it rent the same place, because the bubble is kind of like a band-aid to hold them, make sure that the rest of the place is blurred, you know, so it stays in the right spot. So, I mean, the goal is when the bubble dissolves, the rent stays there, and everything should be good to go.
Mike, Brian Murphy here at the Pioneer Press. When they say rest, what does that entail? Is your place fully constructed? Can you just kind of hang out? What do you try to do to not put stress on the eye?
Yeah, my house is done. You know, just kind of clean up the house a lot, I guess. I don't know. I go for a walk. This morning I went up to my neighbor's and had breakfast. Just got back. I get on my quad and drive around the property a little bit, so nothing very strenuous. Just kind of, I actually had fished a little bit yesterday, the day before or something. So, you know, just stuff like that.
Have you given any? Go ahead.
I say, hey, Mike. This is Andrew with the Star Tribune. I know you and Andre go way back. What is it about him that you kind of trust him to stand up and kind of share your message with the team while you're gone?
Andre knows me probably better than anyone there, including Adam. You know, we were together at Weber State a long time ago, Washington State, in Dallas. You know, I know Andre, you know, we've sat in meetings forever and ever. I just know that, you know, when I tell him, Not that the other coach, anything different about the other coaches, but I tell Andre, you know, to do something with the team or to relay a message, I know that it will get done, and it'll get done in the right way.
Mike, do you have a plan yet for when you're coming back up here and when you're rejoining the team?
The plan is right now I come back June 4th. I'll have a doctor's appointment on the 5th, and then hopefully at that point we're good to go.
Mike, have you given, Brian Murphy again, have you given any thought at all to maybe you'll just have to coach with one eye here going forward? I mean, is that, have you kind of wrestled or reconciled with that possibility?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, quite honestly, I don't want to go blind in this eye, but that's what it is. I don't, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that, Bob told me the other day, there's over 400 celebrities or something that have one eye, and they're just fine. So, this will not keep me from coaching. It's not, and the doctor told me, I have to one time, you know, if it's a lost cause, okay, let's just let it go. Well, and on, he said, no, it's not like that. Obviously I've thought about it, but this is not going to keep me from coaching one way or the other.
Hey, Mike, Matthew Collar from 1500 ESPN here. From watching the tape, do you have kind of a general idea of where the offense is yet from what you've seen? I know that you wanted to put more effort from yourself into that during this offseason.
Yeah, I like a lot of things that we're doing schematically. It's still a work in progress. Areas, but the coaches are doing a good job implementing. We've had a lot of, which I was able to institute before I left, a lot of different situations that we still have to get better at. We had an inside the 5 yard deal yesterday, and a 2 minute drill yesterday, a team red zone yesterday. There's a lot of special situations that I've got in there in practice, but. I'm optimistic about it, but you don't really know until you get the pads on. You can see more with the receivers and the tight ends and the quarterback than you can with the offensive line, although the offensive line is not making very many no mistakes. They look like they're all doing the same things technique-wise. Some guys that so far have been stepping up, but again, it's without pads, so this is really just the basis of getting going down to training camp and we'll get everything back together.
Hey, Mike, Timmy Otter again. What have your impressions been about Michael Floyd in his first week with you guys?
I think he's made some good catches. He's done a good job with understanding the routes and things like that. He's catching up a little bit because he's missed some of the workouts and things like that in pace too, where they got a chance to go out there and run routes. But he caught a hitch the other day and made the DB miss, so it ended up being about a 12-yard gain. So those things are there. It's still, again, early and.
Hey, Mike, the Star Tribune. While we're on the subject of receivers, what were you seeing out of Laquon Treadwell and how he was approaching the second year before you headed back to Kentucky?
Well, Laquon is an extremely hard worker. Maybe it's too hard. He'll come in the evenings and work. He's been running routes good. He's caught the ball well. Even in these first 3 days, Bradford made a nice deep throw to him. He caught it just well. I think you guys were in it, he's catching the ball really well. He's running good routes. I think he's developing trust with the quarterback. That's the most important. The quarterback trusts the receivers. Get the right depth. To be in the right place. I think, he looked much different than obviously he did in the book.
Does Treadwell look like he's got some of his burst back after dealing with the injuries of the past couple of years?
Yeah, I think he looks good. He's got been stopping and starting some of the routes that he's been running as far as when he has plans to come back. I thought he's done really good. He's run some good routes to accelerate over the middle on inside breaking routes, and then you obviously saw him catch the deep ball the other day. So I think his game is expanding. Really starting. I think he just feels so much more comfortable now than he did a year ago.
Mike, hi, it's Chip from the Star Tribune. I know he's not practicing per se, but does it give you a lift? Teddy on the field, dropping back and throwing passes.
Yeah, I saw that in phase two, when we were in phase two. So I was able to see that. You know, at that point, he was throwing the ball really good. You know, had good velocity, was accurate. You know, and you see the guy working his rear end off, and it just makes you proud for him, the work that he's put in. Now, he's still got a long ways to go, but he's progressing as well as anybody could expect, I would think.
Mike Timmyatter again. What have you seen out of Mackenzie Alexander, you know, in these OTAs versus what you saw out of him last year?
Well, it looks like he's grown up quite a bit. Sure, you know, we've had him in there in a big position, and he's done a really good job there. The things he's done, he's been impressive these first 3 days. Very, very few mental mistakes, which has been good. And he's a really good athlete, got great acceleration. And then when he goes out, he does a nice job as well. But, you know, now he's focusing really, really hard on the nickel position. And I've been impressed. He's done a nice job in run support. I've picked up the coverage areas. And he's had to cover guys one-on-one. He's done a good job. So if he'll continue to keep the same attitude, keep the same mindset that he has, I think all systems go for him.
Do you think his rookie year was kind of eye-opening for him?
You'd have to ask him that. I know that, you know, he probably thought he should have been playing more. But I think he really knew how to go about doing things the right way. You know, this is how much the kid's grown up. So he actually spoke to our rookie today and talked to them about last year by, you know, with some of the things. You know, what we should have done better, and some of these rookies were listening.
Anybody else have anything?
Hey, Mike, it's John one more time. When you're watching film down there of practice and you see something you don't like, do you call up the player and let them have it? Do you send a sternly worded text, or do you just kind of let it roll? How do you do that without being able to kind of express your thoughts right on the spot when you're at practice?
Start the other day in the third down, and why?